Well, thank you for joining us today here on WCLU Local News. And joining us on the air this hour is the State Agriculture Commissioner and now candidate for governor, Mr. Ryan Quarles. Hello, Ryan. How are you?
Great to be with you. Hopefully the weather gets better, but great to be with you.
Yes, absolutely. And it is a little bit cold out there, but certainly hot on the campaign trail. You are now an official candidate for governor in Kentucky. You're running on the Republican ticket. Talk a little bit about how that's been now that you have officially entered that mode of campaigning for governor.
Well, I love the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and I'm wrapping up 2 years as Commissioner of Agriculture, and now we're running for governor. I entered this race back in April of 2022, but now we're just about 100 or so days out from the primary election, and so we're focusing on crisscrossing the state and gathering up as much grassroots support as possible. And I believe that we've done a pretty decent job as Commissioner of Agriculture, and that if we can do what we've done at the Department of Ag for the rest of state government, we're going to be in pretty good shape. I'm glad to be working through these rural counties, including Barron County and the surrounding counties, that for the past 8 years or so I've been there for rural Kentucky as their ag commissioner, worked with their farmers, everything from Kentucky Proud to our county fairs. And I've been there for you in the past. I'm there for you now. And I'm going to be there for you as your governor. I'm not going to forget about rural Kentucky once you get elected.
Talk a little bit about, too, your values. Obviously, you're a Republican. You're one of several Republicans running this go-around. And, you know, Republican voters might be looking at the selection of candidates that they have before them. Why are you the best Republican candidate?
Well, there's 12 of us in the primary, and they're all my friends. And so I'm going to be focusing on nobody else's race but my own. But one of the things that I think distinguishes me is that I've got 8 years of executive experience running the second largest executive branch agency in Kentucky, only bigger by the governor's office. And so we have the track record of being a conservative leader. We've cut the budget 5 times. We're doing more with less. And so, number one, experience matters. Number two is that I have the electoral history to be competitive with the sitting governor. It's tough. It's tough to beat an incumbent. But in 2019, I won 117 of 120 counties. I actually received more votes than Governor Beshear did on that night. And so we need to nominate someone who has the ability to win this election. He's been down this road before and has run statewide twice before. And the last thing that I think distinguishes me from the others is that we are going to unite and work through all the counties of Kentucky, that I value rural counties like the one I grew up in, just as much as our friends in the urban areas. And so we're going to visit every single county twice and every Dollar General store once. And we're well on our way working for Kentucky agriculture, but also as a candidate at the same time.
And to talk about if you do make it through the primary and you are nominated as the Republican gubernatorial candidate, what are you focused on in your bid against incumbent Democrat Andy Beshear?
Well, number one is that we need to focus on public safety. There is a violent crime crisis across Kentucky, from homicides to violent crime. A lot of it is related to drugs as well, that we need to be tough on crime, put drug dealers behind bars, but also give those who want to seek recovery and get out of the scourge of addiction the resources that they need. Number two is that we want to make sure that economic development is being shared by all parts of Kentucky and not certain areas of the state. And so as ag commissioner and as the next governor, we're going to focus on rural counties like Barron County, the surrounding counties, because it seems like hasn't been a focus on the needs of these counties. And I'll give you a great example of this. There's plenty of money to finish out broadband, high-speed internet, but yet the governor has been hoarding grant money and making the cost of these projects go up, and they're also delayed. And so those are some contrasting things between us. And the last thing is that the governor seems to sue people when he doesn't like you or he disagrees with you on an issue. I'm going to be a governor that brings us together and doesn't run to the nearest courthouse if we have a disagreement. Beshear is suing me right now with the Kentucky State Fair. It's a big waste of time. It's pettiness. We've actually lost jobs because of his partisanship in Frankfort. And that, as a former legislator myself and as ag commissioner, we've built a track record of bringing people together, building consensus for what's right for Kentucky.
You mentioned a little bit about your intentions of connecting with rural Kentuckians, and that's a big deal considering that makes up most of Kentucky. What are your plans or ideas about connecting with rural Kentucky if you are elected governor?
Well, number one is that we need to have an advocate that understands the values and how rural Kentucky works. I grew up on a tobacco and cattle farm in rural Scott County. I've got dirt on my boots, and so I can relate to the needs of rural counties. And here are just a few. We need to make sure that we have the resources for our rural hospitals and access to health care. That's something that continues to be an issue, not just in Kentucky, but across rural America, access to health care. Number two, again, we've got to finish the high-speed quality internet. That we need to have the same quality of internet as our friends in the urban areas. And finally, we need a governor that doesn't mind rolling up their sleeves, someone that values vocational trades just as much as they would white-collar jobs. And I'm a big advocate for welding, electricity, plumbing, et cetera. And we need to promote those as good-paying, high-quality jobs as well. So that's just a few ideas of how we're going to connect with rural Kentucky.
Again, we've been speaking today with Dr. Ryan Quarles, the current Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture and now one of 12 Republican candidates running for governor and eventually perhaps maybe facing the Democratic incumbent in the fall. Again, we appreciate you, Mr. Quarles, and we will be touching base with you soon.
Thank you so much, and visit ryanquarles.com if you have any additional requests or questions. Thanks.